We did sit your gimel. We did the mechaber. We did not do the mishnah. We only did the first mishnah berurah. Okay, so just quickly review the case. So a person took a pot which was a chometz ben yomer, and you did hagol on it before the zman yisur, which meikar din. Even though our minhag is not to do that, but meikar din, that would work. What's the issue? The issue is chometz considered heter bola, yisur bola? So if chometz is considered heter bola, so then doing hagol in a ben yomer would work. If chometz is considered yisur bola, then it would not work. So that was the machlokes before, whether we deal with chometz as a heter bola or yisur bola. So the ma'isa, it's better not to do it because of that sheet which holds yisur bola. Maybe the ikar psak is that's considered yisur bola, but the mechaber seemed to hold that you could do it. So he did that. So he did a gol on the kli, which was a ben yomer. So now the water, which has absorbed the flavor of a ben yomo. So this water is chometz tikka water. Now later on, so that would only work before Pesach. Fine. So now the kli is fine. Now the water on Pesach got mixed into other water, etc., other foods. So you can't drink that because the tam of chometz is in there. Is a ben yomer tam of chometz, and that's also to drink in the water, and it's also to drink when the water mixes with other water. It's right there. There's a mashu of tam over there, which is us. Then the Mishabura adds in Sivkot Samachay. So that we brought before in Tuf Mem Zion, a machloikas is there an isra of Tam Pogam of Ein Ben Yomer during Pesach? The Mechaber held no. Because Al Asr Mashu, they didn't Asr Pogam. The Ramah said that same way they Asr Mashu, they also Asr Pogam. So according to the Ramah, you'd have the exact same halacha as. You have the exact same halacha, which the Mechaber says in the case of a kli, which is a ben yomer. So, according to the Mechaber, you'd have the same din by any ben yomer. How is that? Your magel is any ben yomer. The time of the chometz goes into the water. So, if there isn't shishim in the water, there's time. So that time is not built up before Pesach. It's time palkum, but it's a time which is not built up before Pesach. So,
how was the light sketch?
Okay, now, but that we did say that the Ramah, even the current Ramah, that there's an Isser of Tam Pogam on Pesach, there's only if it mixes in as Pogam on Pesach. But if the case was it became Pogam before Pesach, and it mixed in before Pesach Pogam, which then there's no Dinner Pogam, so if you did it before the Zman Isser, so the Tam Pogam of the Chometz will be Tam Pogam, and it's not Aser. Then it will not Aser. If that later on that gets mixed in on Pesach, that mixes in something else, that's Mutter. If you would have kashered it on Pesach, then the flavor Pogam would be a problem. Okay. So that's where we're at. We're finished Sifkot and Samach.
You would have kashered water.
I'm not trying to see if you're the problem is.
If you would have kashered water on Pesach, then the Tam Pogam would have.
That's good.
Who's on? Who's
up? No, it was on. I don't know why.
Okay. Okay. So the case of the Mechaber was a case where you kashered the pot before Pesach, before the Zman HaIsur. It absorbed the flavor of a ben yomo kli, and then later on during Pesach, that water, the water which had a flavor of ben yomo, there's no din of ben yomo on food. So once the flavor is ben yomo and it's in the water, it sits for 3 days. It's still called tam the shvach. The only time it's considered pogam is it's sitting on the walls of a kli, it gets stale. So this tam, which was not 24 hours old, wasn't stale yet on the walls, goes into the water. It can sit for 3 days in the water, and it's still not pogam. So now this water, which is not has a tam of chometz, which is not pogam, mixes on Pesach. That was the case of the Mechab. So that Mishabur added, and according to Ramah, even the tam is pogam of it. If you're magal on Pesach, so it's going to be also. Okay, then the Vyordu Hamayim.
Margal Watan.
What do you think?
What is this? The pot?
The pot, right? Right. Okay. So if a person was Magil, this Ben Yomer thing, and then during Pesach, the water got mixed into a bore of water. So the Mishnah Berurah, B'yordu B'sechah Pesach. The mixture, that was this water which had Tam Chometz in it, fell in, mixed with other water on Pesach. Aval Ha-Hagolo, Ha-Yukana Pesach. The case was that the Hagolo took place before Pesach. Now, Imayurido Ha-Yagam can't cut on Pesach. This whole thing happened before Pesach. Nisbatlo Mayim B'shishim B'mayim Shevabur. So now already the Tam of Chometz, which is in the water, will be Baltim B'shishim. Even though there wasn't shishim in the pot, connected to the Tam Chometz, there's definitely shishim in the boar, connected to the Tam Chometz. You don't need shishim connected to the water, you need shishim connected to the Tam Chometz. You have shishim. And once it's bolted before Pesach, it's not chosim in here by liquids. Okay. V'yesh machmirim, some, however, are machmir. What's the argument? Even if there was shishim before Pesach in this bottle, you shouldn't use that water, because other water is available. Say it again, in case there wasn't, you'd be making. But in case where there's other water available, like why should you rely on bitzel when you don't need to? Okay. Usher lishtes memo. That's interesting. It's like it doesn't have a mar mokum to. Do you have a sifkat on that? I don't.
No.
Okay. Im over, v'bishul mehem tavshul. So you can't drink it. Now, what about if you cooked it? Because we're going to yesh lahatim who have some meruba kimin hagolah how you cut and pass it. So we're going to be matzah in that situation and have some meruba. He always the hagolah was before Pesach. It wasn't on Pesach. So what's his argument? You say tear pull up. Not Bernat. Okay. So the heter to me is because it's not Bernat. Of a hero. Okay. So you'll assume that applies to Chometz also. Right, so there's a counter. One of the lochas is a not Bernat to Tehru doesn't create Isser. That to generate a din Isser, you have to have a certain level of significance of the time to be able to generate Isser. It should become an Isser. When it's hetish, become iser, not bernat is not significant enough that it will become an item of iser. If it was an item of iser, not bernat, the isura, it doesn't lose its iser because it's a not bernat. So much as a not bernat, the hetero, to become iser, that it's hard for it to become. So if you assume the chometz is a terebola, so it means you're going to have to tell me that this is going to become iser on Pesach. That, you know, that's not going to happen because it's a not bernat. Because the time of the chometz went into the walls of the kli, the time of the chometz went out of the walls of the kli into the water. So, and now the scenario which he's talking about is that then you went and took, you cooked something else with that. So what you're saying is now a third step. Now the time of the water goes into the food. So it's the third knot. So, but that's already iser. It's going into the food and creating generating iser, but. It was a not bernat de teira before it became osir. So iser isn't chal and a not bernat of a teira. At least in the case of where it's a wosemach and atzor and have some merubah. So it means even if you don't have shishim, it would be mutter. The name of the harvest, you can't drink it because there's tam chametz mixed in. B'shishim is arba. Tamazayim. Pirish. Av lamatir m'sainim liyel m'shum de'enu noisim tam klal. We said before in Sifrit Aleph that in the case of tzainim it's mutter because there's no nesinus tam. According to that one opinion, even though right now it's mixing this cold, the issue over here isn't that it's putting tam. It's talking about as much as there's chametz there, the chametz is there. And the case over there was you're not eating the chametz item. The case was a kernel of chametz. Well, the kernel of chametz flavor the water. Cider doesn't flavor the water. Over here, there is flavor in the water. That is a fact. The actual chametz is mixed in. Now, you find kernels of wheat in the spring of water. Even though tzaddon is mutter, even according to the opinion that we have one opinion which says even tzaddon is also a pesach, even though it's less than 24 hours, something gets absorbed. Not enough, but normally that's significant. But over here, by chametz, we're ma'asim. Right? But let's say you hold on the tzaddon is mutter, okay? But over here, and bare mayim is cold. But that's all of us. That whole argument is less than 24 hours. If it's 24 hours, you have a din of kavush kumavush. The shem nichvash b'soicha mi'es leis v'havi kavush. There's a possibility that it's kavush. Mikol mokum imein lo mayim acherim kem shutuyim shechayv tuyim by yesh lahatu mitam sekset. I mean, if you need water, use the water, and the hetzer will be. Sveik, sveik. What's a sveik, sveik? Shema achshav nafla. Maybe the kernel that you found just fell in now, and when you drew the water, the kernel wasn't even there. So the water that you're using to drink never had any contact at all with the chametz. Even if it fell 24 hours ago, and it's been here for 24 hours, so I guess really the first sub, if it fell in with any time in the last 24 hours, it doesn't generate isur. And even if it was there, been there for 24 hours, you see it as it's a kernel which is bakua. So it's body chometz. When did that happen? I don't know. Maybe that just happened 5 minutes ago. So I don't know for sure that there was chometz here. There was, even if you tell me this item was here 24 hours ago, it doesn't mean it was chometz 24 hours ago. It hasn't been kavush, it hasn't been 24 hours of kvisha since for the moment it became chometz. Over here we don't rely on 18 minutes because the kernel is hard. That's if you have a dough. If you have a kernel, it can sit for a long time in the water until the water is able to penetrate and cause it to become chometz.
What do you mean rely on 18 minutes?
There's no din of 18 minutes on kernels of wheat. You sell kernel wheat for 18 minutes, it's not chometz. You put dough and let it sit, you put flour and water and let it sit for 18 minutes, it's chometz. It rises.
Do we assume that if the kernel of wheat is sitting in the water, eventually it's going to turn chometz, or we're not assuming that either? I'm talking about, forget about how long it's going to take.
Do we
assume that eventually it's going to turn chometz, or do we not assume
that? We have it before. It's not a vada, but it's a valid assumption. Eventually,
so it's karav levada, you think? Because these two specs are the same.
No,
the same line. It's just a question of the time. When did it fall in, and it was a kavush for this amount of time. So it's really the same. It's the same logic. It's not usually a spec has two different logics behind it. It's not usually the same logic. Usually, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, that's what I always understood specs like. It's that they're not, you know, they're not in the same line. This is like two specs in the same line. When was it? And it all boils down to one question. When did it, how long did it sit in the water? Right.
So it's a fair question. In other words, do you argue, or it's, the question was, was there a kavush on a kernel of chometz for 24 hours?
Right.
That's really the question. There's two ways how that couldn't be, either because it wasn't there at all,
Right.
Even if it was there, it wasn't chametz.
Right.
Right. So the chur, that's a problem with sveik. That's a sveik sega m'shem echad. Right. Which we hold sveik m'shem echad is not about sveik sveik.
Oh, I never knew that it was discussed anyway. It just didn't seem like a sveik sveika to me.
But so the shach and kol sveik sveika.
Sveik sveika b'shem echad.
Sveik sveika b'shem echad means I have two physical possibilities, but the logic why they're mutter are both the same logic. So is that called, is that a valid sveik sveika? That means I have two possibilities mm-hmm. of how x halachic x is true. So over here, the question was, being covered 24 hours with chametz becomes us. Was it covered 24 hours with chametz? Maybe not. Why not? Maybe it wasn't there for 24 hours. Maybe it wasn't chametz for 24 hours. But at the end of the day, it's the same point. It wasn't covered with chametz for 24 hours. So that's the Tosfos and Ksuvos in the Tesavon Aleph. The example Tosfos discusses is a case where the man does the suman on the woman, and he finds that she's a bu'ula. So normally the Morse says there's a sveik sveika. First of all, maybe it happened before the chasna. So there's no issur b'chlal to him. It even happened after the chasna, maybe it happened bonus. So there's a tutstot on why she's mutter to her husband. They would have a 12-month gap normally between the heirs and the nisur. Mm-hmm. So it's a possibility that it happened b'rotzen during those 12 months and she's usher to her husband. The woman who's the town of b'rotzen is usher. From the Eretz to the Sum was 12 months usually, or more. 12 months is not correct. 12 months was the time that Chazal gave from the
to
time.
Collect the money.
From the time that he was Tevea, her to get married, that she had 12 months at that point in time. Yeah. She's right, so she had, he was Tevea, her. He waited 2 years before he was Tevea, her. She still has 12 months.
What's Tevea mean?
He says, no, it's time, it's time to get married. They make errors and they would wait.
Oh, so it wasn't a fixed time?
It wasn't a fixed time that they would start.
I thought it was till when the Shrei gets enough money to pay for it. I'm serious. I thought that's what it was.
When he would pay for it. Well, you wouldn't do Erison usually till you had that.
Oh, really?
You wouldn't do Erison. You wouldn't commit to a person unless you know about it. The person had the money usually.
Oh. I thought it was to get her things together and, you know,
right, so they would prepare, right, so she had 12 months to do that, but that was 12 months from the time he said it's time to make a chasna.
Oh.
It
wasn't from the time of the Erusin.
Right, correct. Now, that's for a Tana or a Psula. For a Bula already, they assumed this one was 1 month.
Tana or a Psula?
Yeah. A Nara. Okay. Now the Morse, but there's one case where that's not true. The case where that's not true is a case where they made the Erisin before she was 3, mm-hmm. and they made the chasna when she was 13. She was over bas mitzvah. So there's only one question: could any bia which took place before the chasna was before she was age 3 over there psula or choizu? So he finds that the psulim are missing means it happened afterwards. So it definitely happens under him. So the only question was it Bainus and Baratza? So Tosha says, well, 1 second, there's two possibilities. If it happened when she's a Katana, because we assume by Katana, even when she agrees as it did of an Oinus, Peter Katana Oinusu. Or maybe it happened after she came a Gedoyla, again under him, Baratza, the Oinus. So Tosha says, that's Shem Elchot. That's two ways to say that it happened by Oinus. Either it happened because a Katana is always considered an Oinus, or it happened because she was a Gedoyla and she didn't want. Right, so that's Shem Echad.
She was a Gedol and what? And
she didn't want that bia. This man was Mazana with her, was Bainus. So that's what Tosfos says, as you said. So the Shach brings it down in Hechos Kol V'Sveik Sveika, that Shem Echad is not a valid Sveik Sveika. The only thing is he's got a Gemara, which the Gemara seems to say not like that. There's a Gemara in Eilat Treifus. The Gemara in Eilat Treifus says there's a case where the Gemara calls it a Sveik Sveika, in a case where there was an Ari which was on the had been amongst the sheep, the Mora says that there's two stutim of sveik of heter. First of all, shemaloi ola. Maybe the Ari did not attack any of the animals; didn't go onto their back literally, because he would do a jump on the back. And even if it was Ola, maybe it wasn't Doras. I mean, see the animals attack. That's not the issue. The issue is what? One of the treifas is Drisa. Teresa was when the Rebbe would use his claws and claw into the animal, the eris which he would put in, there would be a certain poison which would go in and would create a din of betrayal. If it happened, connected the vital organs. Mm. So we don't know if he was Doris or not. So Shem Eloyola, V'yifil Yimola, Shem Eloydoras. That's the Mora says.
I thought you could see that.
So on that, Zot the Shach, at the end of the day, the heter is because the animal wasn't Doras. So it's a shame out. It wasn't Doras because it wasn't all Ola, it wasn't Doras.
Yeah.
Or even if it was Ola, it wasn't Doras. But that didn't mean the heter because it wasn't Doras. Yeah. The trefe is Drusa.
Same thing.
It's a card to shame out. So that's the Shach's problem with that choice. So the Shach says like this, that when
the Shach,
this is the Shach in Kol Yisrael Simon or Yerdei Simon Kufiyot. So the Shach says in a case where the natural flow of the events and therefore the natural flow of the questions is a certain way, that's called a seksek. First question, I know what happened. Did the animal go near any of the animals? Yes, no, I don't know. Even if it did, you know, when the animal's back, what did it do? That's a valid seksek. Even though the logic behind the heter is the same thing. Tarzan's case was, you know, there's no natural way, normal way to present it one way or the other. Say, okay, first of all, did it happen when she's a gdol or a ketan? And even when she's a gdol, did it happen by us? First of all, happened by us a barotza. There's no reason to discuss one more than the other. There's two questions. But over here, the logical way to ask the question is, you can't discuss Drisa until you discuss Aliyah. So when the logical order of how to ask the question is, that's not called Shemach. It doesn't have the concern of Shemach. So even though it's two heads of timses to get to the same logic and the same result, that's a valid Sveik. So I think that you would have to apply something along those lines over here. My first question is, I don't know how long it was in the water. Second question, even if it was in the long water 24 hours, I don't know that it was Chometz 24 hours. I don't know when it became Chometz during that time. So that's what I would think he would say.
How's the sex? It could become not the same.
I think he's working very hard to do it, to give the heter, because there's a little problem if a town has one well.
Yeah, he says, guy, pull your butt.
They got a problem, they're going to go thirsty. Right. So what do you do in that case? I mean, so I guess if there's any sad heter, I think he's trying to. I mean, that's how it looks.
I mean, he says, Kimish, guy, pull your butt.
I mean, he has no. What he has to. They have to figure out something.
Okay,
here.
Right.
If it was a more simple case, I'm not so sure they would go through such a thing.
So this, but this is all assuming that kol, like we had before, two shitas, one shita held by Pesach, same way Masha was usher, kol, even less than 24 hours, is also usher, because some flavor it gets absorbed. There's some particles get absorbed.
What, cold?
If you soak it in cold water, less than 24 hours. Normally, kavush kim bushel is 24 hours. We discussed before, in Sefirot Aleph, there was a mechaber brought two shitas, that possibly on Pesach, even less than 24 hours, if it's soaked and cold, it's also. One sheet said, no, there's no transfer of time at all when it's cold. Less than 24 hours. The other one said, yes. But there's a transfer of a little bit of a time. So normally, the halachically, that little bit of time is not significant enough to create it until you have 24 hours, where a large amount of time transfers. But on Pesach, where Masha was also, so that Kavish, then sitting Bitsayna is also, even less than 24 hours. So this heter is built on, maybe it wasn't covered 24 hours since it became chametz. Yeah, but if it sat for 5 minutes in cold water, you have the same problem. Well, not 5 minutes. 5 minutes, probably not. Pruzalechem, she names of a bear. I'm leo b'sif katan, some base. Now, if it's a piece of bread, that's much more problematic. He said before in some base, because I'm afraid that the bread starts to little pieces. That really dissolves in the water. So you're talking about there's a very good chance you have the actual mamushes in the water, even though it's cold. It's in a bulk. That's what he said before in Summer Bays. I only have a sifkot in Summer Bays. He gave me, at the end of that sifkot, he spoke of a case of a piece of bread or a dough. Even though it's sent him, we're going to ask her. Misha writes, Elisha, Bepesach, Mibarish, Shal Akum, or Mibarish, Shal Yisrael, Shal Anizr, Behan, Mechamach, Shkalashan. Nachon she sent in the mind, bebeg and knocking, bechopam she shay. You should filter the water because you don't know what else has fallen in there.
That solves the problem all the time, doesn't it? I mean, if you can filter the water, then you should be okay, right?
Kovish wouldn't help for Kovish. Because Kovish is the tongue.
The taste goes out.
Right. But he's just saying, you know, I don't have that lefenenu, so I'm not going to be chayshir for that. Mm. So just to say, maybe there's actual mamashas. Okay, so I can solve by filtering. Again, as much as we're really chayshir, there was actual chometz in there, so we're worried about kovish, etc. So sinun would help. So you know, it's like as much as we can do, let's do. We're definitely saying mikra din. We're not worried about it because we're worried about it. Sinan wouldn't help you. Okay, yudal, sif yudal. In them says chitim avukas betanagirlus kadam alichem. Die b'shtifus. If you find that the chita is in the tanagirlus before you've done malicha yet with it. So then the eitz is just you just wash it off. You just wash it off because there's no heat yet. Even we said before, maybe tzedin is also that's with liquid. So, there's no liquid. There's no basic liquid. There's just the liquids of the animal, which we our pashas are not machbits. So you're good. Now what about if he found it in the chicken? Laach im laachar malicha. So now you have a din of malich kirvaseach. So even though the issue isn't right there, but the mice you have malich kirvaseach, which is going to burn the flavor of the chita into the chametz. So the shear, the loch is died by kalipa. So then you have to, wherever the kernel was found, you must remove the kernel, and a layer of kalipa's worth around of the meat around. That's the first chita. V'yesh machmirim loymer, some have taken it by the shemamik. So right all around that area, you cut in deeply over there, not just klipa. So you have to cut in deeply, and you cut that part out, and you throw it away. And the argument being, that idea that we say that normally tzli Reseach, etc., without right, just the absorbs Kenei Klipa. So there are two actual, but there would be one din, which is a Ikra din that we're machmer on. If the food that it's going into is fatty food, so it's just not just Kenei Klipa. He said the fattiness of the food allows the flavor to be mefafeya, the oil, etc., allows it to spread throughout the food. So don't say when it's lean. So there's no such issue. Like a ton of girls, it's considered lean. But where the summer machra, even so, to be karlovis kulam, to cut the whole thing out. And that's because the issue comments is b'mashu.
Excuse me. Is there a list of what they consider lean and which they consider not lean? For example, a duck has a lot more fat than a chicken.
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure how we would deal with duck. Duck is an old argument. It's very oily. I don't know. I'm not sure how they would deal with duck. In general, when it comes to cuts of meat, we always precious for shaman. We don't know how shaman is shaman. All that has some fat.
But not a chicken, you say.
The chicken, right. And there is fat in chicken, but it's not perfectly in the meat.
And it's contained in certain spots.
Right. So the argument of the Shita, which tells you have to go deeper, is because Choma says, Mashu, and maybe a Mashu was transported, which everywhere else, with this isn't a Mashu, we say, you know what, Malik was saying, I don't connect Kliba, don't you need, because even expanded beyond, that amount was so minimal, it's not halakha, it's significant. But it's not true by Choma. That's why the second Shita. Okay, V'yesh Machbirim, some say, okay, you know, why stop there? That we could take the chumrah is possibly even more than that. Lesser koma shanim lof biyacha. Okay, so not only is that whole piece also, Not only you just say you didn't just cut into that piece and take that the area around that piece out. You assume the whole piece is also. Not only is that whole piece also, but all the pieces which you're malaya together also. Avol ha'ikar lesser oisa chaticha kula shenimseis achita leh uhatar cheres ayad eklipit zas. But the ikar din is you're going to ask the whole. Rambam holds that you're asking that whole item, that whole piece. And then the other ones you ask are ayad eklipit zas. Only a klipa. We write to Yochalim Karakol and Yehudi. When she's bar lebes in tupak. When Zion sef alav. Got the ain't nothing in kevesh at the rubus tomet. Kain Yehudi. The other rate says you can sell to a goy. What's the argument? The argument over here is you're selling the meat to the goy, not the flavor. The chametz, right. You're not paying extra for the chametz flavor, so you're not getting any hamor out of the chametz. So he says, okay, that's come out important. You saw it, that anytime the isser is blias chametz or taruvas tam chametz, you should be allowed to sell it, which we saw this day before. We also said before, we don't say that by taruvas chametz. So you have to be mindful why this case is different than the case of taruvas chametz that the Shabru is going to say. Okay, so let's see. A lot of Shabru over here. Samaches chitim mevukas. Amir lochad lidan shayach zef hasif vilu benisrach echol levad. It's not only in the case of mevukas, which is vare chometz, benisrach echol is the din of sovik chometz. Remark on that also. Okay, so if it's before malicha, it's a daib shtifa. The son of Bali right, the Kuliyama and Oyser, even though it's cold, we said it before, there's a shita which asks by cold, it's only if it's with liquid. Over here, it's basically which is with salad, so it's no right to, so it's son of Bali right to the Kuliyama and Oyser. Philium Hurachatanaka, even though the Kanahus was washed, it says not dry. Kamakam Kimish Lahoyser Shriya Hita Mamayam Enoser, but it wasn't soaked. And we say that transfer the meat, it's Mamish, talking about soaking in water. But you do need to wash it off before you use it. That's in the Chavis. You have to wash it off. Well, we always do a docha. If we do malicha, we always do a docha after malicha. So I'll just wait till then and wash it off. I said, no, don't do that. What's the argument being? If you don't do hadacha now, so maybe that's that tam is still sitting there. Then you do malicha, you're going to absorb that tam through malicha into the... If you wash it off, you wash it off. Now, we do a hadacha, we do two hadachas. We do malicha. We do hadacha rishona, malicha, and then hadacha achrona. So, his point is, you can't rely on the hadacha achrona, because meanwhile, you're going to do the malicha between them, and then we don't want you to do malicha between, but this flavor is still there. But really, you could rely on hadacha rishona.
Why not?
Right. So the case over here, he's talking about cases that they did a docha rishona. Then they found the schita. So they're okay. So you up there, you have to wash it off before you again. Before you do malicha. At least that area. If he did malicha already, so die beklipa. Die beklipa. Mikol makom klipa boy. Afshul son, even though it's cold. Meaning klipa, why? The kamelon liyach rebbe was said because we say there's a swar that once it's salted, it's equivalent to if it's roasted together. It absorbs in the flavor, not very deep, to the level of kedei klipa. This is all talking about you've noticed it when it's still salty, salted. It's in the salted state. He only noticed it after it had already been salted and already been washed off. So it's here. It must be that it's been here since the whole time, and therefore I have to do. I have to answer part of the meat because it was cooked together. It was roasted together because of the salt. I said, no, maybe it's all right now. You're not machzik reisa more than you see. It fell right now, so the eitz is daib b'shtif. He may so show you so lekodim, okay? Logically, it should have come out earlier. You've done two adachas already at this point in time. Either adacha rishana, then adacha shniya, the hardacha chorna. Before and after the melichas, where was this kernel? All this, you know, probably fell in now, because if it had been there before, it probably would have come out with the liquid.
But that argument only works if it was on the outer side of the animal.
But it was found in the deep innards of the animal, it's very possible it was here earlier. And why didn't you notice before? It was stuck very deep inside the animal. So I would assume that A and B, you would say, well, maybe it fell in now. What do you mean fell in now? How did it get all the way into this deep, dark crevice of the animal? It just fell in now. So both things are arguing towards the fact that it was there from beforehand. Now, Shank, in the case before, it's very possible it was not there beforehand. And we're saying, I don't know, if it had been there beforehand, the water would have washed it out already. So it's very, it's mistaken that it was not there beforehand. So the first sheet holds the daibakum. Comes the Yeshua Kimmer and says, no. They disagree. It's not just enough to do klipa. A, it's not just enough to do immediately adjacent to where the kernel is B. You have to go very deep, not just surface, and you have to spread out more around, not just directly under the seed. So we have to question that there was some spreading of the tam. I was a minute amount. Yeah, but a Pesach, a minute amount is also. That's a din of mashu. So that's not an eitz. The Mechaber said, if now, if it was nimel chuyimah, ten of the chayres, kelev is kula. Mari kushenimsa hakita la ten of girlis, v'yeshazam Hashem and noga hakita bekula. So if you found it inside, so why ask other birds? Well, there's no transfer of time from one bird to the other. They're certain. Right. If, however, the chita was on the outside, they found it sticking on the outside of the animal, of the bird. It's very possible that this touched the other birds there also. So that's a case where he would say, you have to ask all the. You have to kolev as kula.
What is kula?
Kolev to klipa. Okay, minchas 8:05, right?
Yeah. Okay.